Hello and welcome to our weekly reflections on Sunday's liturgy. Today we have before us the fifth Sunday of Easter. In the lovely book Chicken Soup for the Soul, there is a story about a man who came out of his office one Christmas morning and found a little boy from a nearby project looking with great admiration at the man's new vehicle. The little boy asked, "Does this car belong to you?" And the man said, "Yes. In fact, my brother gave it to me for Christmas. I've just gotten it." With that, the little boy's eyes widened. He said, "You mean to say that somebody gave it to you? And you didn't have to pay anything for it?" And the man said, "That's right. My brother gave it to me as a gift." With that, the little boy let out a long sigh and said, "Boy, I would really like..." And the man fully expected the boy to say, "I would like to have a brother like that who would give me such a beautiful car." But instead, the man was amazed when the little boy said, "Wow, I would like to be that kind of brother. I wish I could give that kind of car to my little brother." Somehow, that child understood the secret of the new commandment of love which Jesus gave to his apostles during his last discourse, as described in today's gospel. "Love one another as I have loved you." True love consists not in getting something from the lover, but in giving something to the loved one. The most familiar experience of this type of love is a mother's love for her child. Today's readings are about new things: the new Jerusalem, a new heaven and a new earth, and a new commandment. In the reading from the book of Revelation, God promises that His saving and healing work in the world is ongoing. "See, I am making all things new." The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles describes how the small Christian communities helped the work of renewal in their members by their agape love, imitating the agape love of Paul and Barnabas. The second reading from the book of Revelation explains how God renews His church by being present in her members and in their parish communities and liturgical celebrations. Today's gospel passage gives us the secret of Christian renewal as the faith practice of Jesus' new commandment, "Love one another as I have loved you." Jesus has added a new element to the Old Testament commandment of love by telling us that the true test of discipleship is to love other people in the same way that He has loved us. Hence, the renewal of Christian life means a radical change of vision and a recording of our priorities in life. Such a renewal brings us to embrace new attitudes, new values, and new standards of relating to God, to other people, and, indeed, to our whole environment. For most of us, renewal is something that comes at different stages in our lives, each time bringing us to a deeper understanding, insight, and commitment. Today's Gospel reading is from St. John and comes from the last discourse which took place at the Last Supper on the night before Jesus went to the cross. In these chapters, Jesus has left urgent messages for His apostles and for us, things that He wanted to tell us before He went away. This farewell discourse is a powerful and intimate part of Jesus' teaching on the Christian concepts of love and glory. The glorification mentioned in today's passage refers above all to the glory which Christ will receive once He is raised up on the cross. St. John stresses that Christ's death is the beginning of His victory. His very crucifixion can be considered the first step in the ascension to His Father. At the same time, it is glorification of the Father because Christ, by voluntarily accepting death out of love, as a supreme act of obedience to the will of God, performs the greatest sacrifice man can offer for the glorification of God. In the second part of Jesus' farewell discourse, He gives His followers a new commandment. They must love one another as He has loved them. They would be known not by the sign of the fish or even of the cross, but by their mutual love, the fruit of their conversion. Just as Solomon was able to discern the identity of the true mother by her love in the story of the disputed child, so will the world be able to identify the true disciples of Jesus by their love for one another. The commandment of Jesus is both new and old. It repeats the precept of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, to love one's neighbor as oneself. What is new is that this love characterizes the new life inaugurated by Jesus and is proof for one's love for God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus' new commandment calls for love without limits, conditions, or prerequisites. This love opens our eyes to facts that we might otherwise overlook, that the poor in the world belong to our family, that those who live in despair might be saved by our care of them, that peace can come to the world through our efforts. Jesus speaks of agape, a love that requires total commitment and trust. This love should be more than just a warm feeling toward others. It should be a compassionate gift of ourselves to the spiritual and bodily needs of our brothers and sisters. Agape implies a reaching out to others in a caring attitude for their well-being without expecting any favor in return. It is strong, positive, difficult, determined action. Jesus repeats the command to love one another 3 times, first explaining what it is, a new commandment, how it is to be applied, as I have loved you, and finally noting that this love would stand as the trademark of his disciples. Not only is this a new commandment, but also Jesus teaches it is the greatest. To love, in fact, is to know God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. The early Christians practiced this love literally. That is why Tertullian stated that the heathens held the Christian congregation in high regard. See how these Christians love one another. The fact is that Jesus' death and resurrection served not just as an example of how to love, but as the agent that actually freed us from our selfish love through his indwelling presence. It was this new kind of love which was manifested by the first disciples of Jesus in Jerusalem, Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45, and in the churches of Macedonia, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 5. It was a love that was attentive to the poor and the needy. During his life on earth, Jesus himself was lovingly present to those who were not at all lovable. He allowed himself to be moved with pity and compassion when he encountered those in need, and he was moved to tears in the midst of sadness. Even the anger that Jesus displayed in the temple was rooted in love, the love for his Father and for his Father's house. Jesus loved by serving others, by helping them, and by healing others. His was a love that healed and built up, that challenged and inspired people.
Other's feet as I have done for you.
Love one another as I have loved you.
What messages for life do we get from today's liturgy? First of all, let us learn to love ourselves so that we may learn to love each other. The old commandment from the book of Leviticus says, love your neighbor as yourself. We cannot learn to cherish others and care for them if we have never learned to do the same for ourselves. We live in a world that denies our basic human worth. How do we reclaim our basic worth? We can become whole and holy only when we learn to love ourselves properly, acknowledging the fact that we are children of God and that the triune God resides in our souls, making our bodies the temple of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, let us love others in our daily lives. We are asked to love as Jesus loved, in the ordinary course of our lives. We love others by responding to their everyday needs with love and compassion. We love others by comforting and protecting those who have experienced loss. We love others by serving others in every possible way, no matter how small, seeing the face of Jesus in them. We love others by forgiving rather than condemning, by challenging rather than condoning. Finally, we love others by sacrificially sharing our time, talents, and blessings with them.
When the world will hate you and revile you, when they laugh at your care for the poor, when they hold you in darkness and imprison your tongue, remember how they listen to me.
Two Second World War veterans, a German and an American, were attending a three-day seminar. As they were washing dishes one evening after dinner, they exchanged stories about the war. The American told the horror he felt as a young pilot during the particular savage bombing of a city in Germany. He had orders to bomb a hospital, which he would know by the huge Red Cross painted on the roof. The German, somewhat shocked by the story, revealed that his wife had been giving birth to their baby in that very hospital when it was being bombed, resulting in the death of the mother and the baby. After a few minutes of silence, the two men fell into each other's arms, weeping. Imagine being in heaven at the end of the world, where we fall weeping upon one another, waves of reconciliation breaking upon us as we adjust ourselves to this dimension of pure love which Jesus demands from his followers in today's gospel passage.